Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. Enter Health Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as Enter Food, Coconut Milk Powder, Liver Cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night Organic Preparedness Pail, a preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting Enter Health supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the Enter Health banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that Enter Health offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 4/18/2019. It's Holy Thursday or Maundy Thursday. What's interesting is that this would have been, you know, a night where in the upper room there would have been a supper, a dinner, you know. And it's kind of interesting because in today's world, a whole lot of people on the other side of things, some who even think they think they're Christian, in a sense, well, they celebrate a Maundy Thursday thing, Lux in Tenebris in the Blue Lodges, you know, in the Masonic Lodges. And they have everybody sit around the table and all that, and then they say supposedly nice things about Jesus. But in talking in the past and reading Bill Schoenblind, I forget how you pronounce his name, Schoenblind, and others I've talked to, say that this is a time where really they're talking about bringing in of their light, their Lux, their Lucifer, their thing, and that the empty seat at the 13 seats of the table is not for Jesus, who they say is their great brother and all that, but it really secretly is for Lucifer himself, or Lucifer the Lightbringer, which Albert Pike talks about in his Morals and Dogma, which is one of the key Masonic books in every one of the lodges. And Pike is the founder of the 33rd degree. And he says, tell that to those of the 30th, 32nd, 31st, 32nd degree, that the God we worship is not Adonai, but it is Lucifer the Lightbringer. So anybody who participated in that today, understand, if you're out there, what you participated in. You participated in a ceremony to try to bring the counterfeit of our Lord Jesus onto this planet. And I'll talk more about Pike here in a second because it ties in. But let me just say this to you, just straight out, because it is simple. I don't care if you're backslid. I don't care what it is that you got going or what you think you've done. if you're out there, if you'll repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you will have everlasting life with him in heaven. It's the best deal you're going to get. Let me tell you, it's the best deal in town. There is power in the blood of Jesus. But now, can you imagine, back in his time and his day, sit down here from our Father in heaven to live on this life, on this planet, and then eventually have to fulfill the scriptures and have everything be fulfilled, he has to go on to the cross. Be arrested, you see, and the whole bit. And be spit upon in a crown of thorns. Which allegedly was in the Notre Dame Cathedral. Which was saved, apparently. But is the time any different today than back then? Are not Christians under attack now all over the world? Do we not have a scenario where woe unto them that call evil good and good evil? Are we not seeing these massive amounts of evil come onto this planet? And that we find most everybody who we thought was calling themselves a Christian can barely mention the name Jesus anymore. Let alone read to his scriptures, you know? So I'm going to read what I was told to read when I first started doing this, all right? And this is what your Lord Jesus had to say. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them who killed the prophets. This is out of Matthew 23. He's talking, woe to the scribes and Pharisees. You know, we got a few scribes and Pharisees up in D.C. operating today, don't we? Fill ye up the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? And wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now Jesus goes on in chapter 24, and he says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Right now, we're in the beginning of sorrows. You want to see how you want to see how wild it's going to get? Well, then you just watch the old wild weasel run. You watch what Lucy and all these people are doing because, you see, they're running out of time. They're trying to bring back their little G, Lucy God, and bring him back to become a counterfeit messiah. To try to take the place to convince you out there that he is the one and not the magnificent Lord Jesus, our Savior in heaven, and our Savior who has power in the blood of Jesus. You see that? It is just incredible. Now, let's go back to Pike and let's kind of tie this all in, you see. Because we had, you don't think the Christians are being persecuted? 875 Christian churches in Europe have been desecrated. You got Christians being killed all over the world, persecuted in his name's sake, you see, hated by all men. You've got every third LGBTQ XYZ 4379, whatever they call their gender, telling you that you're an evil Christian. Or they might say you're an evil white man, or an evil black man, or an evil brown man, or evil red man, an evil tan man, an evil green man, whatever. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you're with him and you're obedient to what he's trying to do for you, and if you ask him after you've repented of your sins and ask him to come into your heart, he's going to start to wash you clean. He's going to start to wash you clean, little by little, going to scrub you up, you know, and you're going to find that things start to come off of you and that you start to get better. Oh, let me tell you, some of you are buried deep in it, if you know what I mean, and I hear from some of you. I have had my share of sin in my life, but I'm here to tell you that regardless of what you're doing, try to get with him right now. Don't waste any time. Get on the floor and do it now and ask him to come into your heart right during the show. I mean it, because I'm going to tell you, he came, he had to atone for all of our sin with his blood, but I'm going to tell you what, he rose. He rose up out of the tomb, you see? And it's Resurrection Sunday. Or Resurrection Day is what I prefer to do it, because I've read about Constantine and his gift and promise and all of that stuff. And why they call it Sun, S-U-N Day, you know? Be that as it may, Pike, Albert Pike, in 1781, writes a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, the head of the Altadena in Italy, which is basically was at the spot where a lot of the Freemasonry in Europe was there, and Pike was the head of it, basically, all Masonry. And here was his letters about the three coming world wars. Now, how do they know? Because they were creating it. Okay? How do they know? Because if they worship Lucifer, the light bringer, and work with his demons and all of his pops and all of his people, you see, and probably the fallen angels too. And just as an aside, you remember I told you that I thought I even saw a guy in Eureka Springs that looked exactly like Albert Pike did in his later years, working in a hotel. Be that as it may. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati and between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world, The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And then Pike says, we shall unleash the nihilists, N-I-H-I-L-I-S-T-S. The nihilists are people who tear down everything, who burn down everything, who destroy cathedrals, and they have no plan, you know, for anything else. They're nihilists. He says, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. And then everywhere the citizens, obliged, listen to this, to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude, Pike says, will be disillusioned with Christianity. Who, Pike says, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration. Pike then says they will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. Pike says, brought finally out in the public view, and that's out in the public view now. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, do you not think that 9-1-1 had something to do with that? And we're talking about, you see, Illuminati, Luciferians, using the various isms, you see. And this cathedral in Paris, when I first saw it and when I heard two things, the first fire truck or whatever never even got there for a half an hour. You're in the center of Paris, okay? It's your big, huge cathedral. It's a working actual cathedral plus a tourist draw and place of tremendous popularity. On Resurrection Sunday, they have as many as 100,000 people hear Mass in that cathedral. So, why in the heck didn't they have a fire truck nearby? Or if there was a small fire in the back in the nave, you know, and it happened right after closing time, well, weren't there still some tour guides, some priests, maybe a nun or two, some office workers, somebody counting up the tally at the cash register or whatever, where they sell the tickets or, you know, or sell something in the bookstore or what have you. And maybe a few janitors, construction workers. Couldn't they perhaps have used a fire extinguisher to put it out? Well, I'm going to tell you something. Now we're hearing about eyewitness sound or hearing a pop. Well, do you remember certain pops? You remember, as I recall, Tom Horn talking to Steve Quayle about it, that there was a certain pops that went off all around his house when his house mysteriously burnt in southern Missouri. If you recall, I've been talking to you about this other thing here, too, from the deep background. Directed energy, portable directed energy, modulated command and control, cause and effect, electromagnetic, multi-purpose device, capable, listen, yeah, I see you out there getting ready to go get something from the kitchen table, capable of affecting any electrical or electronic component of a system, i.e. that which runs a person, machine, or component of same. A person, too. got electrical impulses in your brain, do you not? Through your system, right? But could they not have used something to cause a pop in the electrical, a short, a spark, what have you? Could that have not been done? Or was that, in fact, a squib perhaps placed? And I know some of you, many of you have seen the different video of what it looks to be like a Muslim man up higher up on a balcony walking on the outside and then walking around at rapid pace and going inside. It looks like he's got one of the imams type caps on or something. And then I know some people say, oh, that's got to be a nun. It's wearing a nun. No, I'll tell you what. I don't think so. Looked like a man to me. But the fact of the matter is, Cavuto and all these people and Shepherd Smith, Light the Loper Shepherd, you know? And Cavuto, your people in New Jersey should tell you that you're about as worthless as a Mameluke yourself. And that's where my friend Mickey would tell me that. Mickey Lapua, you know? But they could have used a little pinch to juice up the circuit to take affecting any electrical electronic component of a system, i.e. that which runs a person, a machine, or a component of the same. Now let me give you another idea of what's going on. You see, we've got with the Air Force right now, we got, what's her name? What's the head of the Air Force? It's the Wendy, or let's see, what's her name? I think I've got that queued up here, maybe. Let's see. Yeah, I believe we got this queued up. This is off of spacedaily.com, which is a good website. Heather Wilson unveiled a new ambitious science and technology strategy for the Air Force. She's head secretary of the Air Force, designed to better identify, develop, and deploy breakthrough technologies on April 17th. The 32-page report is a blueprint for the next decade and beyond. The strategy includes an array of changes allowing the Air Force to maximize and expand its technological advantage in the new era of peer-to-peer threats. The strategy is just a list of technologies. Our approach will be to predict where adversaries cannot easily go and make sure the Air Force gets there first. But meanwhile, Congress will not do what President Trump wants you to do, which is create a separate space force. And then she was at, I guarantee you, maybe she wasn't, maybe she was somewhere else. But in Alexandria, Virginia, yesterday and today, you had the DOD hypersonic capability, conference. And incidentally, coming up in May 14th through the 18th, you've got a Humans to Mars Summit for 2019. It's Human to Mars Summit, and that's going to be at the National Academy of Sciences in D.C. And then coming up on 6/26, June 26th through, I believe, the 28th or 9th in D.C., you've got Directed Energy Systems Conference or Symposium. And they're going to have all military and law enforcement to come in there, you see. See that. But let me tell you some of the things that are deeper in the report, because we got some deep background info here. And it's talking about resilient information sharing. For years now, the Air Force and other services have been advancing future fighting concepts that sound a lot like massive weaponized nervous system, with every drone, jet, and soldier digitally connected to everything else. Building the network has proven a bit harder. The Air Force is looking to build new networks that can then autonomously share data of different types and classification levels across the joint and allied forces, and they will adjust gracefully to degradation and recognize and change in spectrum as needed to maintain connectivity. And then they go on to talk about how HAL 9000 was supposed to co-pilot and manage the ship in 2001 Space Odyssey. But here was the key phrase, weaponized nervous system. You see, they're creating a Borg, you understand? And in the Space Daily article, they've got this big, like, giant ship. It's got a solar kind of a parachute on the back of it, and then they are offloading all these drones. Sort of like in the iRobot deal or whatever, that particular movie where they had all of them, or in the Star Wars movies where they had the transports come out and then 10 jillion robot soldiers get off of them. They're talking about doing that and putting massive amounts of drones. Secretary Wilson, why don't you get the clearance if you do not have it? And go down there to the Black Forest and all of that, at Peterson and all that. Go down under the underground. And why don't you talk to the people, and why don't you dial up people who are more associated with the Army and others? You can go get the black magicians too, you know, but I'm talking about the Magi. Those who have already the TR-3Bs, the TR-4s, the Timberwolf craft, the solar, you know, Warden giant crafts, all the stuff that look like the huge cruisers, battle cruisers on the Star Wars. Because you have that technology already. So what are you doing creating these things to bleed money into them to keep financing that? Why don't you do this? Why don't you bring out and bring down, you don't have the authority, but President Trump could, and he could put a TR-3B or two right over Beijing, right over Moscow, you see? And he could even put them in the out of phase, you know, into RAM space, you know? Put them in the slightly in the cloaked space and time. They can still communicate out of it with laser light, you see? But you got that technology, but you ain't going to have it for very long if you're going to play around. If you don't use it, you don't use your aces, your four aces again while you got them, then you're going to run the risk that old Red China's stolen your technology. The Russians have already got some of it anyway. And then as you collaborate with the Chinese universities that have a branch in Dayton, Ohio, Beijing University, who was one of the co-partners in the cyber defense world, you see? And then you let the Chinese take all of the records of all of your military, including all of the intelligence operations, special operations, all of the people who don't exist, with pictures, names, addresses, phones, and their entire service records, and you allow the Red Chinese to get them, and you say that they're on your cyber defense. So who's zooming who? If you're going to get it, let's get it up and let's get it on right now and then do a demonstration. Turn something into a parking lot made out of glass, okay? Maybe the desert sand, all right? Maybe Iran could use an example, you know? Maybe the Chaika could catch on fire again. Or was that just Tesla? Oh. Maybe it wasn't Tesla, it was somebody else. The aliens. Oh, or maybe in the Gobi, you could light up something out there that the Red Chinese would see. And then in the United States, you could probably do something in some desert if you didn't hurt the snail darter or some itinerant, you know, woodpecker or something pecking on the prickly pear cacti, you know? So, Heather, I like all your college talk and your symposium talk, but let's get a line officer out here, and let's get a line officer who knows what they're doing, and put some of the hardware you already got, put it on the dadgum line, and show them what the heck we got, and to tell them they better not screw up, and let's get the world straight. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on SurviveToThrive.net. And I tell you, you'd better use every minute of the day you can to go down your list. Water purification and storage, food, long-term storage food, canned food, whether you can it yourself, like our friend Lady J or Cirilla or Diane up on the old stagecoach stop, or Mina down in Florida, wherever you're at, and there's a jillion of you out there, or if you're in Yerington or somewhere like that, wherever you might be, I know you're working at it. I know you're doing it. And God bless you. Just keep putting your food back. But you got to also think about firearms. Do you see the red laws, the red flag laws that now they can just say your third world, your third cousin's mother-in-law's ex-wife, okay, or ex-husband, can say that you're a danger to yourself and to your kids or something, or you're just a danger with your firearms, and they can go to the sheriff, and two of them can say, well, sheriff, you got to take them, and they're going to come get you stuff, and you got nothing to say about it, and you aren't going to even know that you were have this warrant for you to peel your guns out. They're going to come to the door heavy because you got firearms. Well, I don't know what you're going to do. Maybe, you know, I'll tell you what, I hope nobody lights anybody up, but I'm not going to give up my firearms for some bull crap deal like that. And the sheriffs in Colorado and various places, and Oregon has got a law that they're about ready to pass that would not even allow a woman or a guy to have mace or tear gas, a little, pepper gas spray. To deny the protection to women or to men at night, and incidentally, I think it's about 86% of men will be a victim of a crime, and about 71 to 72% of women will be a victim of a crime. All right? So anyway, you need to prepare and continue to prepare as Lord Jesus told you to do in the answer to Matthew 24. He told you in Matthew 25. And that includes lamps and lamp oil and new wicks. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, continue to prepare. You can get the 40-day, 40-night pails from Inner Health Botanicals. You can also get, if you use other long-term storage food, or if you use your own ham canned goods or your canned goods that you're buying, whatever it is, you could just be getting another can or two, a chunky soup a week, and putting them under your bed or putting them up in the closet, you know, or on a shelf in a cooler area of your home. But you better be doing it, because I'm tell you, this thing is not going to get much better. How do I know that, Hawk? How do you know that? Because Lord Jesus tells me so, all right? what he's describing is the beginning of sorrows. We're already in it. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, striking blows against the Lucys and knocking him up the side of the head with the old fungo bat, you know? Or the Louisville Slugger, more like it. Anything is most needed and most welcome. I have to stay in this game. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. It can be Federal Reserve notes. It could be a silver dime, silver quarter, silver dollar, ounce of silver, whatever it might be, tenth ounce of gold, whatever it might be, an ounce of gold, whatever it is. Check, money order, send it to Hawk, please. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you can go up to Enter Health Botanicals. You can go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. Also, take a look at the herbal tinctures and the Coco Mojo and all the different products that are up there. The Bladder Act that could possibly help you, possibly, to mitigate damage from radiation. And we've got other things coming up, you know, with respect to that. And it would not be too different than what the Lord Jesus is just telling us about, would it? Solar storm alert, Earth to be bombarded by solar particles in a few days. This is April 18th. It comes, I think, from space weather. There is not a huge, you know, thing, but it, let's see, I can't, let's see. A minor hole in the sun's atmosphere is turning toward Earth and is spewing a stream of solar wind in our direction. The estimated time of arrival is April 22nd. Geomagnetic unrest and polar auroras are possible when the solar particles have been responsible for power grids and failure and disruption in communication surfaces with Earth when they've been strong enough. So, you see, this could knock out or do something if it's strong enough. And I'm not saying it will be. I'm saying that there is a threat or a possibility of something happening over the weekend and coming at us. We've also had, you know, the fact that the Russians, as we told you before, the Russians are basically working on super EMP weapons. China, Russia preparing for blackout warfare with super EMP bombs. And then after that, President Trump came out and talked about we need to start working on hardening the infrastructure, the power grid against EMP. Well, I think you ought to look into doing your own Faraday boxes and Faraday cages and protecting your own items. But meanwhile, I told you about Barr. Isn't it interesting? Today. And I, while everybody was going on about it, and incidentally, they found no conspiracy of coordination or collusion or whatever to work with the Russians on behalf of President Trump, his campaign, or of any American working with him, although they did not research Hillary Clinton and the DNC and her attorneys who hired Fusion GPS, nor did they look at President Joker Tut, who said to Medvedev, tell Vladimir, on an open mic, by the way, an open mic, you can look that up on the internet, Obama open mic to Medvedev, tell Vladimir, or tell Vlad, I'll have a lot more flexibility to do that thing once I win the election. So was he colluding with Vladimir Putin and Medvedev? But I watched, you know, oh, well, Mueller didn't decide about the obstruction of justice. If there's no crime, there can't be obstruction of justice. They did not charge him with it. So now we're going to go down through the daisy chain of old loose jowls Nadler, you know, and Shifty Ship and all the different goofballs, demonically possessed, never Trump, Luciferian scumbags. But you see, we got Barr, and I told you about Barr. And he really didn't even have to produce a report, okay? But he did, and that's probably in a good sense a-okay. And Trump did not do anything to goop it up or even invoke executive privilege, which he could have covered up some of that crap that was said, that he said to his attorneys, etc. He could have precluded that from being in there. But here's the thing that I focused on. Because, oh, they're going to go try to impeach, or they might do this or that, or they're going to keep investigating, and they're going after him here and there and the other. But you see, what I saw was Barr saying, this great lauding up of Rosenstein, wonderful man, 30 years of service, dedicated to the service of the DOJ and government. And what a wonderful number two deputy. You know, I asked him, he was going to go on and be into his private life and retire. And I asked him to come in here and assist me. Lauding up all of the, you know, wonders of Rod Rosenstein, you know, who was one of the guys that was going to wear the wire to try to take Trump out on the 25th Amendment, and also who signed the FISA warrants. And old Rosenstein was trying not to blink. If you see any of them, one time he looks over to see what Barr is going to say. And he's got a little bit of worried look in his eyes. Then he eyes front forward. He holds his blinkers from not blinking. Okay. And he's, you know, thinking something in his mind to make sure that his, you know, thoughts don't come out to those who read minds. Okay. Oh, he was sweating it. Rosenstein. So either Barr is setting him up for the big kill, quote unquote, so to speak, when he takes him down and some kind of a thing, or what I think is more closely to the thing, he's going to protect Rosenstein, and that was a showing of that in public that he would do that. Now, that does not bode well for what Jim Jordan and Meadows and Nunez and all the people talked about. But my goodness, you know, Solomon and Sarah Carter, the you know, excellent reporters, and Greg Jarrett of Fox, and, you know, Dan Bongino wrote a heck of a book, and all of them, Jason Chaffetz, they got deep into all of this stuff, and we knew almost everything that was in the Mueller report already, because it had already been leaked. And a lot of it leaked by Comey. So I think Barr is going to try for a limited hangout. And I noticed today, McCarthy, the whip, Steve Scalise, Roy Blunt, the senator from Missouri, all saying the same talking points. The American people want us to move ahead and go ahead. Okay? So they're going to try to move on ahead, and they're laying it out there to the Democrats to kind of lay off a little bit. But if they don't do it, then they're going to inch it up a little bit and start to do some of the research on the spying. But I'm going to tell you what, if you want to do something, do it nicely, not meanly, not manly. You get yourself a 5x7 postcard. And you just write on there, you address it to your congressperson, or you could address it to you know, Attorney General Barr. And you say, AG Barr, until you indict these people or until you investigate this, you will not restore the trust in the intelligence community or the FBI or in the government of the United States. And then just write, I would start here. Obama, Clinton, Loretta Lynch, Brennan, Hayden, Clapper, Comey, Strzok, Page, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr, James Baker, Susan Rice. Just go get, find a list of all of these people. Get Dan Bongino's book or Greg Jarrett's book or one of the good books. You know, read what Sarah Carter and John Solomon have written in their columns. Tremendous. Watch Hannity at Night. And just send that thing and say, these people need to be investigated. You need to indict a bunch of them. And then we'll have faith in it. You don't want to do that? That's fine. Incidentally, just so you know, when you go to that DOJ.gov to read that thing, they've got everybody locked on, and then they put a tick mark on your computer, everybody's. So everybody will have a tick on it, so don't worry about it. Because they got it all anyway. NSA and the Five Eyes are watching everything, and then the artificial intelligence, you see, is overseeing it all now, you know? So you better start learning up or having your grandchildren learn up, maybe, or your kids or your niece or your nephew, how to take out a robot's electronic brain, you know? How to zap it, or, you know, how to do something to make it get hacked, okay? Because before they hack you and start controlling your brain with the brand new technology that I read to you about here tonight, again, and tied it in with the Air Force people, and consequently, we're heading down the road to where that if the time were not shortened for the elect, for what Lord Jesus had to say, then no flesh would be saved, okay? Brother Quayle in his book, Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, his book Terminated, The End of Man is Here, tremendous information he put in that book. About what's coming up with the AI and all of the stuff. The cloning. Did you see that? It's interesting they're doing the Jurassic cloning. And that we have an interesting South Korean group along with a Russian, South Korean research team led by South Korean cloning expert Professor Hwang Woo-suk, who is also getting real close to reviving the woolly mammoths. And I also found out that they're also going to go and try to go for the Chinese cave bear, which is larger than the average bear. And now I see revelations about a new lion has been found in Africa, a giant lion that used to be in Africa that was maybe as big as a polar bear. But do you think that dinosaurs would not come back, or that woolly mammoths and what have you? We have a new find of them in Indiana in the sewer, digging up the sewer trench. They're digging them in Siberia and Alaska all the time. They're finding the stuff as the permafrost starts to melt a little bit, or as they're doing oil work and they dig them up, or gold work. But do you not think that they're going to try to bring back the giants? Do you remember when Old Hawk told you years ago, and I don't tell it every week as a story, to someone would be the crowning story, and they write 17 books about it. Well, you see, this to me, I was shown in a waking vision in a deep underground, and there was a reptilian standing up, a reptilian being, and he's talking to me, and he says, back then we used to call, Steve used to call the head of the MMB Lazarus, because of an incident when he was sort of brought back after being imprisoned in Syria for a long time and tortured. He was released out of that, gotten out of that. We really don't want to call him Lazarus, but at the time we did. And this dadgum reptilian says in a reptilian kind of voice, wonder what Lazarus would do with one of these, you know, like an evil reptilian voice. I can't do it. But all of a sudden, there's like a giant-like guy who's like a perfectly formed, you know, like a Greek god, or, you know, some kind of a thing like that, like 7.5, 8 feet tall, big muscles, and, you know, perfectly formed, long blonde hair. And all of a sudden, you know, it had the blue eyes and all that, but it was like empty. There was nothing there. No soul. And then the old reptilian snakes a claw out, points it at him. And then all of a sudden, this giant, blonde, like Greek god-like guy, like a, you know, like a Hercules kind of a thing, that, but 8 feet tall, starts to do close order drill in that basement. And then the old Lucy reptilian starts to cackle, and then that all faded out. Well, let me tell you something. That kind of stuff is ongoing in Dulce and the different places in New Mexico. They've been doing that kind of work. In the Isle of Doc Moreau, which I've talked to you many times, it's in between Hawaii and Kwajalein. And it used to be not on the maps or any kind of a chart. And when the person who told me about it went there, they had observed a UFO, and per NSA protocol, they reported that, and that Navy vessel, which was a secretive signal intelligence vessel, was ordered to go to its pair coordinates in the Pacific, and there was an atoll with an old kind of a, you know, wharf there. They tied up to it. And only a few of the officers and radio people and different people were allowed to go, signal intelligence. And they went up to a little blockhouse. They went down on a whoosh, fast elevator, and then it opened up into an undersea bed base, 3-4 football fields wide, 40, 50, 60 feet high ceilings, somewhere like that, maybe several miles long, with a big bay that would open up to the ocean. And sitting back there at the back of that, by that bay, were about 3 or 4 different types of spacecraft. Disc, triangular-shaped craft, and a diamond-shaped craft. There was also genetic experimentation. There were also hybrids, and maybe fallen angels walking around. American scientists and old time at the time, because this was in 1969 on what now is known as Nell Island. 1969, and there was still some Nazis walking around in white lab coats. You see, and Americans and all of that too, you see. And that happens to be in the area that the last thing before old George W. Bush did was to declare that area, down in there in that area part of the Pacific as off limits to any kind of scientific experimentation. That's because they already got it covered up down there. But that also, some people say, is not all that far from the deep trench in the, you know, the abyss in the Pacific, where a reputed certain guy who was a big Lucy, but big in films, went down and took one of those deep diving, you know, tense bathysphere type submarines. I don't know what you call them now. They used to call them bathyspheres, you know. But one of the deep diving trench submarines. And did he do some things down there to release the Rephaim from the deep, from the abyss? Men's hearts are going to bend for what's going to come on this planet as we move toward Good Friday tomorrow and then on to Resurrection Day of our Lord Jesus when he rose from the dead. You just got to remember that you time to take advantage of what he offered and the promises that he has given you. Repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're sincere, you see, he'll do that. And then in John 14, remember how he told you, what you ask in his name, he will do, you see. But you got to keep his commandments and you got to do all those things. And if you ask, he'll manifest himself to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You stand for your Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your Bill of Rights, for your home, your property, your farm, your ranch. In old Psalm 144, you see, 144:1, blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth me my hand, which blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. But you see, it's thou shalt not murder, but in defense of your family. And in the garden, did not the Lord ask somebody to get a sword, you know? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's coming or exactly when, but I can tell you that what the Lord tells us is going to come. And that's what I tried to give to you. And you want to keep Old Hawk in the game? I hope you do. Because I sure enjoy it. Now, well, I'm going to end on a little bit of good news. Our friends in Albertville, France, just trained up nearly 100 tribal pastors in Indochina, and they're going to be responsible for 30,000 believers, new believers in Lord Jesus in Southeast Asia. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the weak. And to show the old sector there for the future of God, defend this country. Pandemic makes you ready, and old Nicky LaPoo gave you the best.